that won't come true. What'll I do?
Okay, Bob Dylan, What'll I Do off of Shadows in the Night, which I just love. Before that, the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Oh, I got it spelled wrong. Oh, dear. Ishtar Albina from the best of Ishtar Albina from Israel. Horshat Haikaliptus. Angela McCarbach, Wake Up, Gewalt. And Eliyahu Sills, Yadili Bilha. And I think that's it. So Time Travel is ready here with Chris Earle. And we'll catch you next week. Don't be late.
Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Time traveling is just too dangerous. Better that I devote myself to studying the other great mystery of the universe. Women.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da, toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. As a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle. the boy of Company B.
WMFO Medford Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. We are in the 1940s all day today in honor of my grandmother who passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 90, a couple of days shy of her 91st birthday. That was the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, the Andrews Sisters, with Vic Schoen and his orchestra here on Time Travel. This next one is from Bing Crosby.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kinda jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star. Chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Thank you.
the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Hello, everybody. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I am here with you every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. I haven't been here for a few weeks. I had a few things going on in life, as life takes you elsewhere than what you've planned already. And today, I was supposed to do this show last week, but I put together a show for my grandmother who passed away right before her 91st birthday, and we said goodbye to her a number of weeks ago. Thank you to all my friends who reached out to me. It's interesting when you have a death, you actually have people reach out to you that you haven't heard from in a long time, and curiously, you have people that you thought you were pretty close to that don't reach out at all, so... You know, it's discouraging, but it is what it is. It is life. All I can take away from all of this is love the person that you're with, because there is a beginning and an end. And don't take advantage of everyone. Just enjoy your life. And she was a wonderful, wonderful lady. And she grew up in the 40s. She was born in 1926. And like I said, it would have been her 91st birthday. So in the 40s, you know, she saw the war come in as a teenager and volunteered and helped out with World War II, and lived a very, very long and interesting life, and traveled, and she was a wonderful lady, and I'm going to miss her very, very much. I already do. And I can only say that she really lived a lot of great life, and you get the chance, go out and do that. As soon as you get through your survival stages and you've got some room, go out and travel. Take some friends with you, take some family with you, and just enjoy your life like she did. And she was a great, great lady, and I'm going to miss her very much. So today, all 1940s here on Time Travel. This next one, well, I'm going to make a little pit stop, and I think this one is from the actual 50s. It's just a commercial for some wieners. Commercial for some wieners, and then we'll stay in the 40s.
We're sending you back to the future!
Kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to fight.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
How great is that? How great is that? It's from like the 60s, I think. Armor hot dogs. You would never, 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 never in a million years hear a commercial like that ever again. At least right now in our times. Because here are the lyrics. Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. Like every single line has something that is non-PC nowadays. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs? Well, we're going to tell you. Fat kids. Skinny kids. Kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids eat day or night. Bad kids, funny kids, kids who fly a kite, big kids, little kids, kids who like to fight love hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. When man bites dog, that's news they say. But when kids bite dogs, they yell hooray for hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite. How awesome is that? Isn't that amazing? You never hear that nowadays. It's such a great dream. It's like, oh, you can't call a kid fat. You can't call him skinny. You can't make fun of somebody with chicken pox. Your kid's climbing on a rock. He does that. You can't tell. He's slow. Oh, he's disabled. Whatever. It's going to be tough. He's tough. He's a bad kid. You can say bad and a funny kid, maybe. Kids who fly a kite. Like, you can't talk about kids who fly a kite like that. I'll tell you, man, 2017, it's going downhill. It's going downhill. There's people like me that are fighting a good fight. When are you guys going to get aboard? Get aboard. Get on the non-PC train and let's live some life, for God's sake. All this song is saying is kids love to eat freaking hot dogs. Let's listen to it again.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids eat, love to bite, or eat day or night.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away.
I don't know that part. Hot dogs. I love that banjo, though. How good is this? But when kids bite dogs, they yell hooray for hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs, kids love to bite. I know plenty of fat kids that love hot dogs. Yeah. We'll go back to the Andrews Sisters. It's 1940s, all today on Time Travel. And I have so many other great commercials coming up. Thanks for listening to WMFO Medford.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Chickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. G.I. romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man. It's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee dollar.
There's the Andrews Sisters here on Time Travel. Rum and Coca-Cola. I don't think you can even do that song anymore. Right? I don't think you can do that anymore. The Andrews Sisters were huge. One of them died in the 60s, another one in 95, another one in 2013, ages 55, 79, and 94. They did swing and boogie-woogie, pop, easy listening, jazz, 1941 hit Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, considered an early example of rhythm and blues, or jump blues, as they like to call it. It was pretty cool because they had harmonies and they had people like Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. We're going to listen to a couple of more of those Andrew's Sister songs, but really, really good. And it's funny because, like, as a kid, I saw, you know, there was the 40s and the Andrew Sisters and stuff, and I thought, you know, my grandmother's was in the Andrew Sisters. I actually did. You know, I was a kid. Kids are dumb, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's the Andrew Sisters. It looks like Nanny when she was young. So I figured she was in the war and sang with them, and I don't know. It's just the way kids think. But anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. The show is about the 1940s today. If you'd like to hear a song, it's 855-915-WMFO. And we are going to stay in the 40s. However, I may make a brief pit stop to another place if somebody puts in a request. What should I do next? The next one is Judy Garland and Gene Kelly for Me and My Gal from 1942 here on Time Travel.
Ding dong, ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know why they're ringing?
Why, no. I don't know why they're ringing.
Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. They've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more. In love land for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they go. They've been sowing. They've been sowing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Love land for me and my gal.
We're sending you back to the future.
Here we go. Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. Everybody. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs? Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tough kids, sissy kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the muscle and away we go.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. The dogs, kids, love to bite.
Bosco makes a soda. Bosco makes a sundae. Every day's a fun day.
Yeah, everybody loves Bosco.
Wouldn't hear that nowadays, would you? And be like, no, you can't have that person making a funny voice. What's that all about? People suck.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. In the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-yi-oh. Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
There's a lawyer and an Indian too, and neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean, there's a lot of little birds in the blue, and neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. Through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
Stick to it.
speak. Tell the
duck
to stick to his practice. Tell the
lawyer
to saddle his keys. Send the
engine chief.
And it's Tommy Hawk. Back to little rain in the face.
Cause you know, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
Nice, with authority at the end. You know that's horse pucky, though. Somebody else will love you like she does. Believe me. 1946, Betty Hutton with Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief. My guess is in 2017, most women are going to go with the doctor or the lawyer. And some guys, too. Some guys, too, would go with the doctor or the lawyer. Basically, if they want to be the girl's bitch, it'll go with the doctor and the lawyer. I'm comfortable with saying that. A lot of people are like,
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty.
Charlie says, really rings a bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. It's the only good and plenty that I love so well. Nice. Anyway, my name's Chris Earle. The show's Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. That's my impression of 999 out of the 1,000 people that I meet nowadays. Well, we're in the 1940s. Let's stay here. A simpler time. A time when you could sing songs about Indians and not get in trouble. You didn't have to say daughter redskin. It was an Indian. Everybody knew an Indian chief was a redskin. Give me a break, Native American. Okay, whatever. This is a this is an instrumental, so I could just sing right through it. Blah blah baby can't say that anymore. You can't do that. That's wrong. You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm gonna make you stop. You can't do that. That's awful. You can't say that anymore. You can't do things like that. Yeah. Well, let's go to Disney. Oh, this one's nice. Time Travel's here with you till 7.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. Upon a star, as dreamers do. like a boat out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
So true. So, so true.
All day today in Hyde Park, New York, thousands of men, women, and children have filed reverently past the shrine and looked upon an inscription which reads, Born January the 30th, 1882, died April the 12th, 1945. For this is the 65th anniversary of the birth date of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and this is the shrine where now he sleeps forever with the immortals. But there is another shrine where Franklin Roosevelt lives with the living, with tiny boys and girls who find in his memory and achievements the inspiration to go on and overcome the obstacles of twisted limbs, to triumph over the ravages of infantile paralysis. This shrine in Warm Springs, Georgia, and in similar places all over the country, is a testimonial to man's humanity to man. You created it, ladies and gentlemen. You, at his request, started the March of Dimes, so that little children might walk. Let us dedicate ourselves to the perpetuation of that cause. Let us honor the dead by serving the living. Keep those dimes rolling. Keep our children walking. Give and keep right on giving.
Father, can you
That's right. And should clap. It's a March of Dimes, 1947. FDR, probably one of my favorite presidents. Top three. He's in there with Lincoln. And I like Teddy Roosevelt, too. He's kind of cool. Bully for him. But yeah, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. People think of World War II, you always think of FDR. Right? Because he was in it since the beginning, pretty much, and that killed him. In 1945. And then Harry came in. Harry S. Truman came in and dropped a couple of bombs, and that was it. He only died 63 years old, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was pretty good. I like that guy. Doing all 1940s today here on Time Travel. What's your favorite 1940s song? You're going to have to look it up. I bet you none of you know. Bet you none of you know a song from the 1940s. That's my challenge to you. It's 855-915-9636. Why would I need to know a 1940 song? It's 2017. Why would I need to know a 1940 song that doesn't make any sense? You know, it was supposed to be a positive show, but I'm pretty pissed off, like, almost all the time, so why not? And it's funny. God, it's funny. People don't realize what asses they are. It's funny. Ugh. 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 Don't make me sing the hot dog song again. Don't make me do it. Here's Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Well, maybe not the Andrews Sisters. Yeah, it's like Trudy something. It's not the Andrews Sisters. No. We'll still play it. Right after this. Boom, 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 go!
Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids.
Kids who climb on rocks. Dog kids, busy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox.
Love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. Everybody.
The dog kids love to fight.
Picking it up on the old banjo. Put on the mustard and away we go.
Put on the mustard and away we go. What other song has that in it? None. Pick on the old banjo.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray!
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs, kids, love to bite. How about something from Dumbo? Yeah.
pressed your hand close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say. Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine.
Sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden one or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. Those rainbows when there is no rain, it's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? It's Doris Day. Very, very nice. Very beautiful. It's 1948, that one from Doris Day. It's magic. Doris Day is hot, too. Super, super hot. She's like 95 years old now. I don't think I'd go for her now. But like back in the day, oh my God, when she was like 60 and I was like 17, it definitely hit that. I'm in my mid-40s. I only been with a couple of women. She's probably been with like 5,000 guys. I'm catching something just looking at her picture. Time travels here with you till 7 p.m. I've been doing this for almost 10 years. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Here I am on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I've been giving and giving and giving, and I never get, you know? I never get. Every now and then I'll get maybe a little something, you know. What are you expecting to get? You should be doing it for free for all of us. I should take all your ideas and I should say all your jokes. I should do them myself. What are you talking about? It's all for everybody. It's not just for you, man. That's my new character today. I just threw that out there. Thanks to my friend who called in from the road. He's like, this is hilarious. It's exactly what I needed. And you know what? I am America's best kept secret. It's Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. It's every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. until I keel over and die, pretty much. And I've gotten in plenty of trouble over the years with my bad mouth. But it's funny. There's people out there that understand. You know what? It's funny. You know, it's a ridiculous time we're living. We're living in ridiculous times. You know, it could be easy to say, oh, well, we have an orange person as our president. But we hear that from everybody. It's like, he's orange in Russia and blah, blah, blah. Shut up. Who cares? You want to play some tunes and enjoy life. Summertime, for God's sake, go get a snow cone and enjoy yourself. Maybe buy a new car. Hey, that's a good idea. Let's play a commercial about a Buick.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell.
Best bets Buick.
See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
That's it? That's it? That's all they got for me? Yeah, it's Buick because you get like 4 miles a gallon. It was like all hard steel. It would go like 30 miles an hour. If you ran into like a bunch of kids on bicycles, you'd kill them all. The 1940 Buick, the tire would pop off after like 27 miles and it'd take you 4 hours to change it, you know? Or you can hire like somebody at the garage, they do it for like a nickel, like a buffalo nickel. Like the one that had the Indian on it with the buffalo on the back. Can't have that now.
You can't have it. They never had any money with Indians on it. You can't have it. They had a Native American nickel. Did they have a Native American nickel?
I think it's time to go out to the apple blossom tree with the Andrews sisters. It's time travel.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. Change your name to mine. One day in May, I'll come and say, Happy shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime. You will be mine. Some time.
Then what will you do?
Then I'll be with you to change your name to mine.
When will that be?
One day, maybe in May.
Then what will you do?
I'll come and say to you, dear, happy the bride that sun shines on today.
Then what a wonderful wedding there will be one day in May. What a very, very wonderful day for you and me, dear.
Yeah, they were big fans of the apples back then. There's all kinds of songs about apples in the 40s. So that's the Andrew Sisters again with I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time. And no other time, just Apple Blossom Time. I'm gonna be with you, but just so you go apple picking with me, I'll nail you in the bushes, and then I'm going to go out with a sailor. That's what's going to happen. Or maybe some cheap fool. Some cheap fool or some moron. That's what'll happen. Anyway, the reality is it's the 1940s today on time travel, but with a 2017 pissed off attitude. You can't play songs about apples. Yeah, I can, and I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play you one that, I don't know, might have some sexual undertones to it. It's called My Miss Your Apple Pie. Hey now.
My brother Bill is in the army now. We heard from him today. His waistline's getting back to normal now. Here's what he had to say. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. Swell and good for a guy, but one thing it lacks is your apple pie. Oh, Ma. Ma, I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you.
They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too. I miss your apple pie and miss you too, Ma.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
That's all good advice. Don't ask Mom and Dad for things you don't need.
Well, it would be Mom and Mom, wouldn't it? It could be Dad and Dad. It could be transgender and transgender, couldn't it? You can't play something like that.
Ugh. People are killing me. Ugh. Well, I'm on until 7. Gonna play more from the 40s. I hope you guys are enjoying this. You know, it takes a lot out of me doing this. A lot of anger. Just throw it right out on the air. Just throw it out there for everybody to have. Just getting it out of my system, everybody. Just getting it out. Getting that out. Whew. God, these days are awful, aren't they? They're just awful. Is it me? It's not me, right? It's not me. It's everyone else, right? Think so.
The kitchens of today can be more beautiful in 1949 because this year there's a better, brighter, self-polishing floor wax. It's 1949 Glow Coat. Yes, bright as it's always been, this year Glow Coat is brighter than ever, better than any. Try 1949 Glow Coat on your linoleum this week.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
You've seen.